The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am Ira Silver. It is Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. And I am joined alongside with Devin Ellington. Devin, what's up, dude?
Oh, you know, not too much. Just looking over some cards, ready to pick some games.
Awesome, awesome. I know we haven't had a chance to talk about the Kobe tragedy with you. Just wanted to see if you had any, if you wanted to share any thoughts on that, and how's the city of Kansas City reacting in the last couple of days?
Well, you know, it was real tough for me personally Sunday. It was like, you know, someone, his life, he was kind of in the pinnacle of it. Of after the basketball stuff, he was such a global force and an icon throughout, you know, the world, the country, and not just Los Angeles. It was just, it's still so surreal. You know, it's like one of those things where you wake up and you're questioning if it even really happened. And being a father myself, it was very eye-opening and saddening and a little gut-wrenching. I was wondering what he was like in his last moments, if he was that same stoic Kobe that we know. And then once I found out Gianna was on the helicopter also, I had no doubt in my mind that he was strong, you know, and very, you know, I would say fierce in his last moments also, because that's just the way he was, I think.
Absolutely.
He was fierce. So I know he was strong for Gianna in that last moment, and it just stinks, because he would have been a very great ambassador. He already was, but he could have, I think, been a great coach, a great commissioner, a representative of the NBAPA, just an overall ambassador for the game. And it sucks that we don't have that anymore in Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I know it's really been a tough last couple of days, but, you know, Kobe would want us to keep going and keep plugging away, so let's get into it. We have an 8-game NBA slate, but before we jump in, I just want to give a shout-out from our sponsors at mybookie.ag. You know, the new year has come. I'm trying to make money. I know all of you are too, and if you're tailing our picks, we have been pretty hot. So let's keep it going. MyBookie has the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even take the bets that Devin and I give you, pool them together in a parlay for an even bigger payout. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sports book around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you have to do is use our promo code TODAY. That's TODAY, today, to activate the offer. You know, it's important for us hoopballers over here, for you hoopballers out the audience, to let MyBookie know that we're sending you. So use that promo code today and get some extra cash, and so we can all grow together. And even if you have another online sports book, it never hurts to have a little bit in another one online, because you want to shop around for the best lines possible. A half a point here and a half a point there can really make a big difference. And if you take a screenshot of your account with the free money in it and send it to us on Twitter, I'm at Ira Silver Magic, Devin's at DALE007, and Hoop Ball Gaming at Hoop Ball Gaming, you will be entered in a contest to win back your deposit up to $200. So get on over to MyBookie, get into the offer, type in today, as the promo code to get your extra cash. Let's win, let's bet some, and let's get paid. All right, Devin, let's jump into the script, script for tonight's games, the slate of the 8 games in the NBA. We might talk a little other action as well. Just want to let everyone know we are a Hoop Ball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. And head on over to the website. Tons of great content on there as well. And other podcasts on different teams, fantasy, etc. So, Devin, what's the first game on tap, buddy?
So we have Golden State going on the road to take on the Philadelphia 76ers. It's at a spread right now of 12 in favor of Philadelphia. Over-under is at 214. And I'll just go ahead and get it out of the way, but this is probably a punt game for me, just nip it in the bud. You know, with Josh Richardson being out, I see that Joel Embiid is actually upgraded to questionable, so he's making progress. But this is a Philadelphia team I haven't had that much luck betting on or against this year. Golden State, you know, they could just be, you know, it's like they're almost the kings of the backdoor cover. And it's just one of those games that two glaring teams on different sides of the rankings, the standings, all that statistical breakdown. And it's just not something I'm comfortable with playing. Neither team is really great against the spread, kind of hovering right around the 500 mark. So I'm going to go ahead and stay away from this one. If anything, I'd probably take the under, just because Philadelphia is a solid defensive team. Golden State's not that great of an offensive squad. And they both favor the over, or I'm sorry, the under. Golden State's 21 and 26 to the under. And Philadelphia's 20, 26, and 1. And, yeah, so that would probably be my slight lean, but this isn't a game I'm probably going to play too much.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not going to say too much about this game just because it's not a game that I'm interested in at all. If I had to choose a side, it wouldn't be either, so I can't even give a recommendation there. So why don't we jump into the next game, Devin? What do we got?
So we got the Knicks taking on the Hornets. The Knicks are getting 1.5. Over-under set at 208. And the Knicks have actually been covering some spreads their last few games. 5-0 in their last 5. They're kind of looking competent. It's a little weird. They're 12-11 on the road against the spread. And Charlotte is 10-11-1 at home. So it's... this is another game that I'm not 100% confident in either way. I could see one of the teams blowing out the other by, you know, 15. You know, it's a game that doesn't really give me a bit of, you know, too much of excitement first looking at it. Two exciting young teams as far as, you know, basketball goes, but betting wise, I don't really have an angle on this one that I actually like too much. I don't know how you felt about it.
Yeah, so this is a game where I'm not too excited about it. If I had to choose a side, it would be the Knicks. Mm-hmm. But other than that, no real opinion. So why don't we jump into the third game?
Yeah. All right. So here goes the Atlanta Hawks and the Toronto Raptors again.
We're back.
Yeah, yeah. 12.5 in favor of Toronto. 233 is the over-under right now. Then we have some injury designations to look at for Atlanta. DeAndre VanVleet's out. Bruno Fernando is questionable. And Alex Lynn is back out. And looks like for Toronto, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson and Patrick McCall are both questionable. Atlanta scored 150 Sunday?
Yeah, something like that, something crazy.
So, you know, this offense is kind of humming along. Both teams in their last 7 or 5-2 against the spread. Atlanta's a bit worse on the road than they are at home. They're 8-16 ATS on the road. Toronto's 14-9 at home. So if there's any solace or comfort in this game, it's going to be that Toronto is at home where they are 16-7. They're 26-20 against the spread on the season, but as we saw last game that these two teams played, Toronto just kind of let them right back in the back door, left it unlocked and open. So I think I'm going to be a little gun shy on this game also. This is a good way to start off this slate with me punting three games. But
come on, Devin, have an opinion on something.
All right. Well, I do have an opinion. I have the opinion that I'm scared of Atlanta doing what they did last time. 12.5 is a pretty big number, especially when you have a player like Trae Young, who has in the gym range. You know, if I'm going to lean somewhere, I'll probably – oh, man, this is hard. But if I was going to lean somewhere, it would probably be Atlanta with the points.
Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. We got him to pick a side. We got him to lean, at least. We got him to lean.
Yeah. Well, it's if it wasn't the recent game that had happened, I'd be all over Toronto. But they've got me a little gun-shy in that. So
so you're falling into the recency bias, I see.
Right, right. Something that you shouldn't do.
Exactly, exactly. yeah, I still haven't really modeled this out yet, but I think that I would probably lean Atlanta as well. Just 12.5 seems like a really big number, especially with a team that can score the ball, especially with a player like Trae Young. So no real official play here on the podcast. Make sure to just keep eyeing the Twitter machine. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. And we are, of course, at Hoopball Gaming. All right. Next game on the board.
So we got the Pelicans taking on the Cavaliers. Cavaliers are at home. Spread is at 8.5 right now and a total of 232. And as far as injuries go, I saw Jrue Holiday was on the he was on the injury list, but he's probable. Brandon Knight, Dylan Windler,
guys
are both out indefinitely. Don't matter.
Matter. Yeah. Let me guess. You're not going to have a strong opinion in this one either.
No, I like the Pelicans to cover.
Oh, wow. ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are catching a little bit of heat here.
We're rolling. The Cavaliers are 8-14-1 at home against the spread. This New Orleans team, I think they are ready and poised to make that playoff run. Coming off that nice win against Boston.
Did you grab them? Did you grab them when I told you to bet them to win the championship?
I did not. There's still time, but I will probably be doing that within the next few hours.
Got to throw a little pizza money on the Pelicans here, I think.
Last I saw, what I told you, it was plus 40,000. It was a really nice big number, juicy. This is a really nicely built team. Alvin Gentry, he's got a great presence on the younger guys. He's got some veteran leadership like J.J. Redick and Derek Favors, Jrue Holiday. Last 17 games, they're 13-3-1 against the spread, the Pelicans, that is. So, yeah, no, I like the Pelicans here.
All right. We are going to differ an opinion on this one, but it is not an official play, just a slight lean for me. Cleveland, they can play a little bit. They can play. They're not a great team, but they definitely have some young legs. They definitely have a fight in them. I just don't think that New Orleans should be laying 8.5. It just seems like a really big number to me. If the spread was more like 5.5, 6, I'd probably lay the points with the Pelicans here. But at 8, 8.5, I'm going to have to say that Cleveland will always have an opportunity to backdoor this one, especially if New Orleans can, go cold a little bit on their shooting, come down to earth a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and take Cleveland on a back-to-back. They're 4-4 against the spread on a back-to-back. So I'm going to go ahead and take Cleveland +8, +8.5 here. And, it's not a official play as of yet. I'll update you guys a little later today as well. But if I had to choose a side here, I'd probably lean Cleveland +8.5.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to have some different sides of you. So not a worry at all right there. So to pivot on, we got the Heat hosting the Boston Celtics, and that line is at 1 right now. Boston is catching the point, so +1 for Boston. 218 is the over-under. Miami at home, we all know how well they play there. Ennis Cantor's out. Jason Tatum's questionable. And it looks like Kendrick Nunn is questionable. Justice Winslow is obviously still having that back issue. Not sure what's going on with him. But, you know, this Miami Heat team, they had a pretty poor performance against the Clippers the other night, Saturday night at home. I think they're a little bit more amped up to maybe come out and have a really good performance against another top echelon Eastern Conference team. And, you know, as a favorite, they are 25-5, and at home they're 21-2. So this is a game that I like the Heat on the money line. I think that's probably going to have some decent value. I think that they can get the win here, especially with a couple guys out for Boston. Boston's deep, but losing Jason Tatum and one of their better offensive rebounders like Enes Kanter is pretty big. Looks like Miami's relatively healthy, so having a guy like Dragic out on the floor is nice. Duncan Robinson, who can shoot the three, Jimmy Butler with his defensive presence, I think will be nice and handy.
Is Tatum's out for sure?
He is not, but it says he is doubtful.
Doubtful. Okay.
So, just something worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah, I might plug this bet in right now, actually.
Yeah, just for the point.
Yeah, I think that Miami -1 is probably a good play.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So, as far as the over/under goes, you know, the Heat are a really big time over team. Celtics more of an under. So I don't have a play on that side, but I do like the Heat to cover here. And I'm actually plugging my bet in right now as well. So
yeah, you can get -1, -1.5, or on the money line, -105, -110. Okay. So it just depends how you want to play it. I'll probably play the money line at -110, -105, depending on where I can get it. But
yeah,
right now I'm seeing on a couple different sites some contradicting lines, so I'm going to try and grab the best available number.
And I, as I was putting that in, I saw that the over-under went up to 218.5, like simultaneously.
So oh, wow.
Looks like some people are betting the over right now. So
wow. What do you think about the first half over, 105.5? It seems like an interesting number to me.
Yeah, you know, let me just do some digging here. I want to see where both teams kind of sit as far as their over-unders for the first half. You said it was what, 105.5?
Yeah.
Okay, so right now I'm seeing the Celtics on the season for the first half over under team. They're 18-23-2. 18 being the over, 23 being the under. And their average combined score with their opponents, 106.26. On the road, they are 7-12-1 to the under at 103.45, and they're 6-4 to the over in their last 10. And then the Heat, let's see where they are. If I remember right, they're an over team, so their first half. So they're 26-18 to the over, 14-7 at home, combined score of 112.1. And in their last 10, 7-3 to the over, 112.0 as their combined score. So I would kind of like the over in the first half on this one, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna lock in over 105.5 right now.
That's a good number. I like that. All
right, done. So those two plays will be on the board for me later today. I've locked them in, locked and loaded, ready to go. Heat on the money line, -110, and the over in the first half of 105.5. You heard it here first.
Yeah. All right, shall we pivot?
Yeah, next All game.
Right. Denver taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. This is going to be a fun game. I like this. Denver still has some people out. We all know how the Grizzlies have been playing lately. We love them. They've been playing really well. I want to see something good here from the Grizzlies on this one. I have some faith in them to do so. Denver's terrible against the spread. And the Grizzlies are just slightly above 500 at home, at 14-12 against the spread. And what's weird is Denver's actually kind of been covering the last few games with all these guys out. And looks like they are 6-4 against the spread in their last 10. So they're kind of on a little bit of a against the spread heater. But so is Memphis. They're 8-3 in their last 11. And Memphis at home playing in front of that crowd with these young guys. I like this team to go out there and get a win. So I'm probably going to lean with laying the 1.5 with Memphis. The over-under set at 223.5. I'm probably going to stay away from that side just because I'd rather just enjoy this game. I don't want to have to root for or against points. I just kind of want to see some good basketball. I think this game will be a good battle between, you know, Valanciunas and Jokic. Throw John Morant out there, being an exciting guard. Jaren Jackson, some other quality pieces. Dylan Brooks, if he gets hot. Right now, I just think Memphis is a little bit more deep as far as, you know, their bench and role players. Looks like Jay Crowder's doubtful, though. So they're kind of losing a rotational piece there. But yeah,
Is Michael Porter Jr. playing?
He's not on the injury report. I was just looking for that to make sure. But Plumlee's still out. Jamal Murray's obviously still out, as well as Millsap.
And Gary Harris is back, correct?
Gary Harris is back. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go opposite here. I'm gonna take the points with the Nuggets here on the road in Memphis. I'm gonna go Nuggets +1.5, +2. Hopefully we can see a little line movement too, and then I can grab the two. So I'm not going to lock it in as of yet, just right now. But I'm going to go with the Nuggets here on this one, +1.5, +2. I just think that they're a more experienced team, even though the team's both young. I just think that the Nuggets are a better team. And, you know, Memphis didn't really impress me all too much the other night against the Detroit Pistons. So I'm going to go ahead and play the Nuggets +2 if I can get that number.
Okay. Yeah, I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, so before we jump in the next game, just want to give another shout-out to our sponsors at mybookie.ag. You know, if basketball's not your thing, which would be weird because you're listening to this podcast, they got everything from NBA to Premier League, NHL, NFL, etc. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even take the bets that Devin and I give you today on the podcast, pull them together in a parlay for an even bigger payout. MyBookie's got better lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you have to do is use our promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, to activate the offer. Once again, the promo code is TODAY. TODAY to get your extra cash from MyBookie. Make sure you take a screenshot, send it to us before the end of the day here. We're running a promotion until 5 p.m. on Tuesday, so 5 o'clock tonight, and we will enter you in a drawing to go ahead and try to win back your initial deposit up to $200. It's important for you guys at HoopBall, the HoopBallers, to tell them that we sent you over there, so use that promo code today so we can all grow together. All right, Devin, let's get into the last couple games here.
All right, so moving on, we have the Wizards taking on the Bucks being the home team. 16-point spread right now, so -16 for Milwaukee. 243.5. Wow, that's a big number for this Bucks team. That was a little staggering seeing that. So Washington obviously still down. Moritz Wagner, Rui Hachimura. George Hill looks like he's probable with a hamstring issue for Milwaukee. Is this number too big for you to play, this 16-point spread for Milwaukee?
I think so.
Yeah. I think I just needed to hear someone else tell me.
I think so. I might look maybe what's the first half number. Let me see. First half number on this game is Milwaukee -9. I might play that.
-9. Yeah, okay.
I was hoping for 8.
Yeah. Maybe something else to pivot on in this game, something else that is interesting to me, might be the first quarter play. You know, Milwaukee's pretty solid against the spread in the first quarter with an average point differential of plus 5.04. So if it's like, you know, sitting at 2, 3, 4 for the first quarter spread, I think I'd like the Bucks in that.
It's 5.5.
5.5? Okay, probably not. I mean, they'll probably do it, but, you know, it's
Yeah, I don't think there's a real edge there.
Right. And then as far as over-under for the first quarter, the Wizards are 18-24-2 to the under, 59.09 combined score. On the road, 9-14-1 to the under, and 3-7 to the under in their last 10. The Bucks, if memory serves me right, they are one of the better under teams in general. And then the first quarter, yeah, so 15-28-2 to the under with a combined score of 53.49. And at home, they're 7-15-1, obviously to the under with a combined score of 53 on average, and 2-7-1 in the last 10. Averaging about 51. So first quarter under, I think I like that in this one. The Bucks are obviously solid defensively. They host one of the more sluggish, slower starting offenses in the Wizards. And let's see, it's at, yeah, so it's at 61.5 right now for the first quarter over under. And I'm going to go ahead and put the under 61.5 in right now, just because that's pretty sizable of what they've been averaging, and then throw in their defense and how slow Washington starts. It helps me feel a little bit more confident in a side on this. Not taking the spread, not taking the over-under full game, but I do like the Bucks to hold the Wizards down in the first quarter and to combine for less than 62 points. I think that's an easy one for me.
All right. There you go. That's a good bet. Awesome. So what do we got? One more game or a couple more?
I believe we have one last game, and that's the Phoenix Suns taking on the Dallas Mavericks. Line right now is minus 7.5 for Dallas. 226.5 is the over-under. And man, Phoenix is banged up. Ricky Rubio's questionable. Bane's out. Frank Kaminsky and Cameron Johnson are still out. Obviously, we know about Dwight Powell. He's the only guy on the injury report for Dallas. Phoenix is 3-8 against the spread in their last 11 games. And, you know, as far as last 10 against Dallas, they're actually 8-2. I know that's a big sample size, and these teams are a little different as far as their roster makeup, but it just shows some recent stuff. Dallas is 3-8-1 in their last 12 at home, so underperforming a little bit at home. On the season, they're 9-14-1. I think this is a big number, and I'm not too comfortable with it, especially with how they've been performing at home. The Phoenix Suns, they just kind of have this nitty-gritty style to them. You know, Monty Williams likes to play good defense. They got some shot makers. They got some capable guys on their squad. So I think they can probably keep this thing close, maybe within 5. So if I was going to lean somewhere, it would be to take the points with Phoenix. But, you know, a wise man once told me not to bet on games that are involving your favorite team. I am a Mavericks fan, so I'm going to go ahead and watch this game and just be a fan.
All right. Yeah, if I had to lean aside here, probably be the Suns plus 7, but no yeah. real strong opinion on that. Any college basketball picks for you tonight?
You know, I would like to do a little bit more digging. We do have a really, really awesome slate tonight. We got some really good games. I'm looking forward to some of the Big Ten games, you know, see if that trend of the home team keeps up. We got some action.
So gotta love the action.
I'm digging that. Akron's playing. So I've been falling in love a little bit with them lately. Right now they're laying 7.5 to Buffalo, which I think that's just a little too rich for my blood. VCU and Richmond should be a good game. Yeah, we even got some really good SEC games going on. Florida and Mississippi State's one that I was eyeballing. But as far as an official play, I like there's two right here I'm seeing. I like SMU getting 5.5 at Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also like Syracuse on the road also getting 1.5. I think that'll be a close game. Syracuse has actually been playing really well lately. And I like them to get some points. And then Butler's getting 1 point on the road at Georgetown. So
I knew you were gonna say something about that game.
You know, they've kind of let me down the last few games. They've lost 4 in a row now. I think, you know, this Georgetown team is pretty solid, but, you know, they have like 1 or 2 guys, sometimes 3. Butler seems to have a whole roster. Let's see if Butler gets back on the right path here. You know, Duke is laying 16.5 with Pittsburgh. That's a lot of points. So, I don't know if you have anything official or not, but I think I probably like those road teams tonight. I got Syracuse plus 1.5, and who else did I say? I'm sorry, lost my train of thought.
SMU maybe?
SMU, yes, thank you. SMU plus 5.5. That's just too many points for that squad. They got some shot makers.
Yeah, I'm no real official plays yet, so keep an eye on the Twitter feed. But Butler looks intriguing to me, at +1 on the road in Georgetown. I think they're going to bounce back, hopefully. I mean, I know that was the narrative last time that we were talking about.
Yeah.
But I think that this is really a game where they need a win, and I think they come out and get the victory here on the road.
Yeah, I agree. If they want to keep pace in that Big East conference, it's important that they get this win. Especially against a team that they should beat.
Yeah, absolutely. And one hockey play for me tonight, looks like I'm going to go with the Calgary Flames at home, laying $1.20. Not locked in yet, but it just looks that way to me. Blues on a back-to-back coming off the All-Star break, so they're going to be a little tired, a little sluggish, a little out of sorts, in my opinion, a little rusty. So it looks like I'm going to play the Flames tonight, but I'll definitely keep everyone posted a little later today. Thanks again for joining us here on Today in Sports Betting. Make sure you join mybookie.ag. Make sure you check us out at Hoopball Gaming. That's hoop-ball.com. Check us out on Twitter. I'm at IrisSilverMagic. Devin's at DALE007. And we are at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. Thanks so much for joining us today for the Tuesday episode, January 28, 2020, of the NBA picks and some other action as well. And me and Devin and I will be back on here tomorrow morning, running it back and talking a little degenerate betting. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.